Test 1, 2, 3. Everybody, welcome to the Lunchbox with Coyote. It's my first show, and guess what? I was late. Well, thanks to a doctor who I won't see again, but I'll make it up to you. I promise I'll stay an hour later. All right. So we're getting ready to do the Lunchbox that's going to come to you every Wednesday. I'm going to try and box up some songs for you at lunch, get you a little rock and roll meal ticket. Get you fired up to go back into the office and maybe tackle the rest of the day. So, without further ado, I'd like to cue one of my bestest friends in the entire world. He's, I'm sure you all know him, and I would love for you to meet him, and he's going to jump in and tell me something right now that I think we all will enjoy. That's right, folks. Barney Rubbles and his buddy Fred are on lunch break, and so are you. All right. I hope you guys are ready to get down and munch on some of these songs we've got set up for you. I think I got a great set for you today, and hopefully you'll like it. And as you know, We constantly will start the show out with AC/DC Highway to Hell, because I'm sure that's what lunchtime is like when you're trying to hit the Jack in the Box, right? So I'm sure you're sick and tired of hearing me. So let's get on with some tunes. I've got some ramped up music for you, some Y&T, some Ozzy Osbourne, and then I'm going to shoot at you with some funny things and funny news. We do appreciate you listening to SonicRadio.rocks, and I sure do appreciate you turning in for the Lunchbox. Remember, every Wednesday from 12 to 3 Mountain. Have a good one. This is Coyote.
Sonic Radio Rocks.
Welcome back to the Lunchbox with Coyote, everyone. How's everybody today? On this Halloween Eve. All right, I'm working on putting some blocks together. That's why it's called the Lunchbox. We're going to box you up some songs. I'm going to give you a double shot. We got that logged up and ready for you. We got some great news coming up, and I think you're going to enjoy it. And if you've got questions, jump into that chat room at sonicradio.rocks. I'd be more than happy to answer your questions or even take your request. Heck, you can maybe even be my first requester. How's that? Anyway, you can send your requests through the chat channel. Just log into the Casbah there and start chatting away. Make your requests. The people in there are very good about helping you out, and so you won't be bored. Trust me. So let's do that. We've also got a button on the homepage of sonicradio.rocks to make a request, or you can email me directly at djcoyotedd@gmail.com. I lost my brain for a minute there. All right, so let's get some of these requests in, get some of these some of this questions out of the way since this is my first show and I'm new here. But we're going to take it up a little bit. We're going to get down from that crazy sound, and we're going to bring in some Eddie Money, and then we're going to mellow it out with a little Pink Floyd and Queensryche. All right, folks, hang on. You're listening to The Lunchbox with Coyote.
Yeah. philosophy.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense. No, it is.
The radio station you normally listen to used to play good music, but now they've gone automation. which means having to listen to hours and hours of elevator music like this. And who needs that? Why listen to sleepy elevator music when you can hear an entire array of tunes each week with DJ Classic Magic on Sonic Radio? Yes, DJ Classic Magic has the tunes. He'll spin music for you from the 60s. '70s, '80s, and who knows what else. He's got a big bag of tricks. Oh, by the way, it might be a little hard to catch him since he bounces around the station so often. Well, I guess we'll have to tie him down or something. But catch him if you can. DJ Classic Magic on Sonic Radio, where it's all about the music.
Hey, everybody, it's Coyote here. I got some more music caught up there for you, and I've got this, what I'm calling the lunch box. So it's a double shot of a double. So I'm going to give you a couple of songs from each band. It's going to be a four-song rock box, and you can finish your sandwich. And then we'll get back to telling some stories. Thanks for listening to The Coyote. I do appreciate it. Remember, I'm here every Wednesday from 12 to 3 p.m. That's 12 to 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I'll also be hosting the Friday night show that Sherry had to move from. And I am very proud to say that she chose me to fill that slot. And I hope that my pack and I can live up to what she has put out before me. I'll do my best. Yeah, you guys are confident. Anyway, here comes your four-shot lunchbox. Starts with Aerosmith.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah! We're living on the edge. Something
a singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
With SonicRadio.rocks. I first of all want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in with us, where it is all about the music. And, you know, we play music from every genre, a little bit of everything, and you just never know what you're going to hear. And we do play what the other guys wish they could.
That's right, friends. Sherry has moved to another new time.
Holy moly!
You can now catch her on Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, and 6 Pacific. Right here on SonicRadio.rocks, where it's all about the music.
I like the sound of that!
Surprise, surprise, surprise!
Yeah, baby!
Woohoo!
SonicRadio.rocks.
Hey everybody, it's the Lunchbox with Coyote. How's it going so far? That was your first Lunchbox right there, folks. And I hope you enjoyed it. We will have plenty more coming up here until I leave you and make way for Mike B, the one and only Mike B. Since we're having such a wonderful time with all of these interactions and wonderful things with the fans in the chat room, you hear it? Yeah, there's nobody in there. Anyway, no, not nobody. A lot of my friends are in there, and I appreciate that. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about me, since none of you know me, don't know anything about me, and oh, stop. I'm not that boring. Anyway, I grew up in the Bay Area in Hayward, California. And I moved here to the Valley when I was 21, I think. Yeah, 21. I moved to the Valley, and I've been in and out of the Valley since. I do like it here. It's a great place to raise your kids. And you know, if there's anything else you want to know about me, I was a firefighter. Unfortunately, I can't do that again. But I did do it. I did enjoy it very much. It was very rewarding. But if there's anything else you'd like to know about me, give me a holler. I'm here in the Central Valley of California. I know that you're listening around the world, and I appreciate that. But you know, get after me, get into the chat session, hit me up at djcoyoted@gmail.com, send me an email. While I'm on the air, and while all of the DJs are on the air here, we're live, and we are interacting with our fans and our listeners here in the chat rooms. So be sure to get in there and enjoy some of that. It's a lot more fun when you're listening to good music and talking to good friends. So I guess I've kind of worn out my little speaking for the moment, but I've got an eclectic set coming up for you. We're going to start it off with some Yes, and we're going to work through the gamut of glam rock, as I called it. Well, there'll be one band in there, two bands actually, that are no glam, maybe three. Maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I hope you like the set we've got coming up. Again, get into SonicRadio.rocks, get into the chat room, or hit that button at the top of the page that says send a request. We definitely have a very large volume of music, I get to play whatever I want, which is awesome. I don't have some nerd over there that's 21 years old, fresh out of college, telling me these are the songs you're playing tonight, Coyote. I don't have to do that anymore. And because I'll tell you what, sometimes those popular songs come up, and if you hear it one more time, you're just going to lose it. Exactly. So let's get back to the music, because that's what you're really here for, not to hear me talk and listen to my voice, even though I enjoy it. Ha ha. Anyway, yeah, they're getting a little angry out there. I hear them. All right, here we go. Yes, Roundabout.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's Coyote. I'm back with you. I hope you liked that little triple shot we had for you there. A little different. Now, I mentioned earlier that we can play whatever we want. And I mean that when I say we can play whatever we want. And I think it's wonderful. The owner of our wonderful station here was on the air last night. And if you would have heard his set, you would be amazed at some of the music that's coming out of this station. It is amazing. And the talented DJs that are actually putting all of that together. I think that, you know, their time and their effort is why we're on the air still. And I am really proud to be a part of this. Thank you. Thank you. But real applause has to go to the owners and the DJs that have been here getting this station to a point where it is now. And I appreciate the opportunity, PK. Thank you very much. All right. We've got some other wonderful music coming up for you. We're going to start this set off with a little bit of Van Halen. And then I'm going to turn the tables on you and prove to you that I can play whatever I want. Now, remember, Halloween is tomorrow. Make sure you're watching out for the little guys and gals out there trick-or-treating. Of course, they're in those costumes. They're not like those hot plastic masks we had to wear back in the day that we couldn't see out of, and we're lucky that we got out unscathed and our parents didn't check our candy. But, hey, we survived. We drank out of a faucet that everybody else drank out of. We drank out of a hose. We rode around in pickup trucks, and we rode bikes without helmets. And when I say rode in pickup trucks, I meant the back. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. Growing up in Hayward, it was a lot of fun. And being so close to San Francisco, there were many opportunities to get in trouble. I remember a good friend of mine who likes me to use his alias, Jace. If you're listening, Jace, you better be, buddy. I remember days where we would get on BART, which is Bay Area Rapid Transit in the Bay Area, and it's a train that takes you all over the East and South Bay and North Bay and San Francisco Bay. We would jump on BART, which is a five-minute walk from our high school, cut school, go to the A's game, pay $5, sit in the bleachers and watch an A's game. We weren't out causing trouble. And that's what drove my mother crazy. And I think that's why part of growing up in Hayward was such a blast, because it was so easy to piss my mother off. Anyway, folks, I'm still waiting for requests. I'm still waiting for some emails. I'm monitoring everything constantly because I'm serious when I say that every DJ is live and in the chat room, ready to talk to you, take your requests, answer your questions. Mess with you if that's what you desire, mentally. Anyway, I want you to know this show is going to be your lunchtime wake-up call. That's a part of the day when everybody's getting a little groggy after lunch, and that's where the five-hour energy commercial comes in. But if we do a little bit of energy here with the music, I think that we can avoid all those nasty chemicals in our body. Anyway, so the show is going to be primarily 50s, a little bit of 50s, not too much, 60s, and 70s, 80s, 90s, and all the way up into the current era. And if you listen to me on Friday nights, I'm going to be hosting the Coyote Show, where I'm going to be highlighting some indie artists that haven't been necessarily published yet. And I'm going to include interviews. So give us a call, or not give us a call, give us a listen on Friday night, and I'll give you all the details. I've already got the first band lined up. MP3s are on our way, and we're going to have a meeting and get that interview taped and get it on the air for you as soon as possible. All right, and then we're going to have the occasional song where you're going to wonder, where did he pull that one from? And I can tell you, I have a very diverse music taste. I played an instrument in elementary through high school, jazz, symphonic. I listened to it all. So be prepared as we're going to mainly play that rock and feature that new music. But I'm going to throw some wacky stuff at you once in a while, just to make sure you're on your toes. Remember, we're here to have fun and listen to music. I'm Coyote. And thanks for listening, folks. Next up, Van Halen, Running with the Devil.
Playing all the hits and classic oldies. Please come chat with our DJs at sonicradio.rocks, where Sonic Radio rocks.
Send me down to New York City, and I don't know what Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How we made it.
Symphonic.
Yeah. And your tunes are like older tunes.
All right.
No, this tune really is.
Hear this.
It's time for another Sonic Radio listener request.
Thank you.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Lunchbox. With that request was from DJ Snoopy. Going out to her, that was Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson with Scream. How appropriate on a Halloween Eve, huh? I think it's fantastic. Anyway, like we said, get ready for those little kids. I don't know if anybody knows about the etiquette here in the States that we're... If your porch light is on, you better have candy. If not, you're going to get toilet papered, egged, that sort of thing. So if you don't have candy, you don't like kids, or you want to keep all the candy for yourself, make sure you turn that porch light off, folks. I don't do politics on this show. I won't ever do politics on this show or any other show for that matter because it's a humongous waste of time. And there's too many people out there getting paid massive amounts of money to talk about it, and I don't. But I love football, and I'm a very rabid Raiders fan. Have been since the day I was born. I was born into a Raider family. Well, today I got this little ditty from the Browns. Apparently, quarterback Baker Mayfield threw a little hissy fit this weekend. Apparently, he just didn't like the reporters' questions, and he just stormed off in a huff. Making things much worse for the Cleveland Browns, as much as they've been penalized this year and spent all that money and the offseason. And guess what? They still suck. All right. So, like I promised you, I'm going to bring you in the next segment some of my favorite news segments. I call it Wacky Wednesday News. And I'll bring in you some interesting facts. Right now, it is about 68 degrees here in beautiful Central California. I hope the weather's holding up for you. Our state is on fire, which is unfortunate. I'd like to make a shout out to all those firefighters out there. I know what it's like to be on the line away from your family, working 24 hours a day for 5 days. They do feed you well, but it is a lot of work. So a shout out to all those firefighters from around the country that are coming here to our state to help us out. We really do appreciate it. And I'd like to give a shout out to those bus drivers, those school bus drivers. I could not even handle 80 kids in a school bus. You know, my wife drives school bus. She's done it for 22 years. Bless her heart. I don't know how she does it. I'll tell you what. I couldn't handle it. I would have gotten fired in the first day, some of the stories that I've heard. But she's a saint. I can tell you that. We used to laugh because I had a corner office. And I told her, that's okay. You've got an office that corners. I guess that joke fell flat. That's what I thought. All right, folks, we're going to get back to some music, and we're going to have a good time for the rest of my time with you. I've got about an hour and 5 minutes left, and let's make the most of that. You're listening to The Lunchbox with Coyote. Give it up for the Kinks, Lola.
How are you? Maybe you like this one better. My coat is easily turned. Everybody hear this one. Well, well. everybody. Come on. Louder. Well! Well! You're not ready for it yet. Seriously. You okay? I want you all to sing this one. And if you can't sing, clap your hands. That's a little club down in Old Suffolk where you drink champagne. It tastes just like a cherry cola. And she asked me to dance. I asked her for name in a dumb voice. She said, no, la, 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 la. Well, I'm not the world's most difficult guy, but when she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh, my Lord, la, 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 la. But I can't understand why she walked like a woman but talked like a man. Oh my Lord, la 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 la.
magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks.
Time for another Sonic Radio listener request.
Myself, when there's no one else inside, in the crowded low. chance. I'd ask a woman to dance and not be dancing with myself. Dancing with myself.
That was Dancing With Myself, Billy Idol. That was requested by Corvette. I really appreciate all the GJs here that could make it and did make it for my very first show. Yeah, I tell you what, from the first time I joined the chat, these folks made me feel at home, and I appreciate that. And that makes me want to do a better show, right? Now, I want you to remember, you can request through the chat room, or you can request at the tab in the top right-hand corner of the webpage, or you can email me at djcoyote, D as in Dave, at gmail.com. That's how you can get your requests in. If I'm not on the air, I can't put it on the air. So make sure you follow along in the chat room. I will make all of my shows. I might be an hour late, but I'll do my shows. And I may pop in from time to time to do a special show. Maybe I got an itch I need to scratch. You know what I'm saying? So we talked about the fact that Halloween is right around the corner. So what are we going to do? We are going to hide from the children. That's right. Hide from the children. All right. So anyway, I don't know. I'm just trying to play around here, get used to the software. This is not the control room I had. I actually had a control room where like 30% to 40% to 50% of the boards did not work. And that was a lot of fun. But we're not doing that. This is the modern era. So, watch out for those kitties tomorrow. And make sure you hog all the candy for yourself. I can tell you for a fact, Target's got it all on sale. They're not plugging us. And they should. But, you know, whatever. So, is everybody ready for Halloween? I think so. I think I'm more ready for one of these.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
That's right. Anyway, thanks folks for listening. Wacky News is up right now. I was looking at this. Apparently, someone has done a study that has said that we've been using our dishwashers all wrong. Now, I think that's ridiculous, but if you've ever lived with my wife or my mother-in-law, we can't load a dishwasher to save our lives. I don't know how many times I've loaded the dishwasher and come back and one of or both of them are in there changing it. That's been the story my entire life. My grandmother, now my mother-in-law, and my wife. It's ridiculous, but I just don't even bother anymore. And when I was growing up, we were too poor to have a dishwasher. I was the dishwasher. But anyway, moving on. So our wacky news today, let's find out what this guy thinks that we should be doing right. Now, this is just funny. Although he admits that they're a valid argument, you know, he's talking about this cutlery thing. He says that we're putting the cutlery in all wrong. I don't get it. He said there's a safety issue. Now, I grew up in a firefighter family, and I can tell you that all the pointy things went down, okay? They weren't pointing up. That was just kind of common sense to me. I don't know. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, I can't handle that. We're not going to do that story. I don't even know why I brought it up. It's just ridiculous. But this is my first show. So anybody going to give me, like, the benefit of the doubt, tell me it's okay, you'll be fine, or just get on with the music. That's what I'm going to do. All right, to prove how crazy I am with my music choices, I've got three of them up that are going to be very interesting. All right, I'm not going to give them to you right off the bat because I want you to be surprised. I'll tell you, though, Gary Wright is the first one up. So thank you very much for listening to the Lunchbox with Coyote, and here we go. Gary Wright.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind.
get you back. Now I stand here helplessly, hoping you'll get into me. I am so into you, I can't think of nothing else.
Have you heard? Snoopy is on the radio. Join DJ Snoopy for Snoopy's World. Now you might be asking, what's so mysterious about Snoopy being on the radio? Well, the mystery is that you'll never know what DJ Snoopy will play. She may play music ranging from the big band era of the Roaring Twenties to country, pop, metal, religious tunes, all the way up to today's hits. Got a request? Great! DJ Snoopy would be more than happy to play whatever you're in the mood for. You can contact her in the Casbar. So join DJ Snoopy every Thursday afternoon at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, 1 Mountain, and 12 Noon Pacific for Snoopy's World, right here on SonicRadio.rocks, where it's all about the music.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Lunchbox with Coyote. Yeah, I've got about 30 minutes left. Anybody else has any requests out there, then go for it. Give them back to me. You know how to do it. Get in the chat room at sonicradio.rocks. Go to the website, sonicradio.rocks. Click on the tab in the upper right-hand corner that says Request. Or while I'm on the air, you can email me at DJ Coyote D, as in D-D-D, at gmail.com. All right. I'm going to close out this second half with some more eclectic songs. And I'm having a blast. I hope you are, too. Don't forget, I'm going to be off of here at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock in 4 o'clock. That's right, 4 o'clock Mountain Time. I'll get this one day. And then the next hour, Mike B will be up. And I know he's going to have an excellent set tonight. So stay tuned. I've got Foghat for you next.
I'm coming home. she caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway, the wind
blows doesn't really matter.
Baby,
There are all types of birds in the world. We've got crows, cardinals, and a whole mess of other birds. But if you want a particular bird, namely the sparrow, you'll have to use your mouse. Join DJ Sparrow as he spins the music from way back when, right up to today's hits. He may even take your requests. That's The Sparrow's Nest, every Thursday night from 7 to 9 Eastern, right here on SonicRadio.rocks, where it's all about the music.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're
everybody, it's the Coyote. What's happening out there, folks? Hey, I've got a couple songs left. Don't forget that Mike B is coming up an hour after I jump off the air. So hang with me. I know I did it again. Boy, oh boy. You know, right at the last few minutes, you know, I'm not going to bore you with me anymore. I'm going to play some music for you. Because I've got like 5 minutes left. Looks like my set's going to end about 4:01. So that's not too bad. Anyway, we've got Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs coming up with Wooly Bully.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Watch it now, watch it. Hey!
Monday's meeting was a drag. Someone made a right turn in front of you with no signal. And that coworker sitting next to you just can't seem to talk about anything else but politics. Well, now that you're home, you can forget all about your crappy day and turn on some tunes. Hello, I'm DJ Mike B. I host the best of yesterday and today each Wednesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. on SonicRadio.rocks. On my show, you'll hear tunes from the 70s to the present, and I'm always willing to take your requests or song dedications. If I have it, I'll spin it. So join me, DJ Mike B., for the best of yesterday and today, right here on SonicRadio.rocks. Wednesday nights at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, and 4 Pacific.
Hey everybody, I've got one song left. And after this, we've got another hour of free music for the bot. And then Mike B's coming on, and he's really going to put on a show for us tonight. I know that. And I'll be listening. I hope you'll be listening. So, you know what? That's it for me, the Coyote. And I hope you all enjoy your Halloween. And be careful out there. Take care of yourselves. And remember, please remember to spay and neuter your animals. There are plenty of unwanted animals at a shelter, so please don't buy. Please adopt. And by spaying and neutering our animal population, we ensure a healthy and happy animal population. So that's my PSA for today. I'm done. This is the Coyote. I am out of here. The lunchbox is closed. I'm going to leave you with one last song, The Highwayman. I think you might like it. Anyway, have a happy Halloween. Don't forget to tune in Friday night from, 7 to 11. Yes, it's on the schedule. I'll figure it out someday. Anyway, one last song. And don't forget to come back next Wednesday from 12 to 3 when we'll break out another lunchbox and have ourselves a time. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for a great first show. And see you Friday. The Highwayman.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade, and many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, and with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner round the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsails in a blow, and when the yards broke off they said that I got killed, but I am living still. I was a dam builder, cross the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I am still around. Always be around and around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side,
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again.